Learning this week is Lezecher Nishmat Rabbi David Kamenetsky. Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Tonight, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to speak about Seifim Bet Gimel Dalet and the beginning of Hey. And the first Seif that we're going to discuss, Seif Bet, Haya Banekem Venistam. אם הוא למטה מן השמרים, אסור לפותחו, דגמן שהוא למטה בכל כובד עין עליו, צריך סתימה מעלה וחשיב כפותח מחדש. למעלה מן השמרים מותר לפותחו. So, this is based on the Gemara in קוף ממבה במודבט. ושבין שנוקבים נקב ישן לכתחילה. So, we have a מחלוקת רב חיסדה and רבה, or רבה, depends what גרסה. Rav Chisda hold that lemala min hayayin, any hold that it's above the wine level is considered leshamer. And Rashi says, what is leshamer? Leshamer mean that you want to make sure that you don't lose the smell of the quality of the wine. So you seal the hole just to keep the smell. But the purpose is not to make it part of the barrel. So then it's fine. It's not considered mevutal towards the chavit. So it's considered like you have a hole there, even when it's closed. And lemata min hayayin, according to Rav Chisda, it's considered lechazek. It's considered that it was built, it was like a ceiling that was supposed to be part of the barrel, and it's considered sealed, and there is no petach. So now if you're going to reopen it, you're going to be potach petach lechatchila. Rabba argues, and he said that even when you seal the chavit where there is wine.
JWC Highlander.
Oh, it's me. Okay. Hi, thank you.
So, Rabba said that even when it's against the wine, it's still considered leshamer. It's not a strong sealing. It's not a strong. Blockage, I don't know what's the right term. It's not as strong. Even if you seal the hole towards the wine, it's not strong enough to be considered like a real sealing, to be mitbatel towards the chavit. And that's why it's still considered open, and you're allowed to reopen it. But the only case that we would consider lechazek, that we will consider that to be part of the chavit, is at the where the sediments are, the bottom of the chavit. So if you just read, I'm going to keep some of this for the end because I don't know if we're going to have time, but it seems like the definition that we see here that if you have a strong ceiling, then it's battled towards the chavit. It's the definition of the strong, how strong it is. And the argument between Rav Chisda and Rabba is where does it need to be very strong? Is it needs to be strong towards where there is wine, it needs to be very strong, so it's been mevutal towards the chavit, or not, only in the bottom needs to be very, very strong, and then it's mitbatel towards the chavit, and then it's considered that there is no hole. And based on that, we got an afkamina la'alacha, if you read in the Dirshu, the Moshe Feinstein, in the Tshuva, in Orach Chaim, Chalek Dalet, Siman Enchet, he writes that if you have a milk box or grape juice, orange juice boxes that they seal the top and they want you to open the side and push it and make the opening again. And he based his tshuva on this Gemara and he said, you see in this sugya that when you make a ceiling that it's strong enough, it's considered like there is no petach. And now if you're going to open it, you basically consider like reopening. And it's not a petach that it exists. So he's also this. He said it's also. So this is the nafka min al-halacha from this seif. And that based on the understanding that it's... If you read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that's the definition of stima that takes away the Shem petach is when it's very strong. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Tzarich stima me'alya. If you just read the Shulchan Aruch, that's the definition. Stima me'alya, if the stima is strong, takes away the Shem Petach. Imele, the nafkamina, that if you have a paper box, the stima is stima me'alya, and then it's going to be asur. I want to argue with that a little bit, but we'll keep it for the end, Bezrat Hashem. But that's the pashtut of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the pashtut of the Halacha Lemaisa, at least according to the Moshe.
So he wouldn't hold that there's a difference between the way a carton looks on the bottom versus the cart looks on the top? Like, the fact that they could open the top, you can't open the bottom of the milk carton. The only way to open the bottom of the milk carton is you actually have to puncture a hole in it. Right. The bottom, look, because that is, there's definitely a difference texture to when you feel the bottom of the milk carton versus the top of the milk carton.
You want to argue that the ceiling itself is not strong enough?
It's not the same.
In the chavit also.
In the store, it's a reason why the...
But in the chavit, in the chavit that we're talking about, you have the real chavit.
Right.
And you have the hole that you just resealed. You can say that they are the same, but since it's very strong, so it's considered part of the chavit, and then it's
part. But according to Rava, it's on the bottom, whether it's because of the
COVID, all of the COVID.
Gravity that's forcing it down.
That's what
it
he
has
said.
To be stronger.
He said that if you're going to turn upside down the box, it's going to hold. So it's strong enough to hold the milk. So that shows that it's like on the bottom, because it made in a way that it's so strong that even if you turn it upside down, it's going to hold. But this is only the understanding that what's matter is the how tight it is, how strong it is. And that's the understanding that if you learn the siman, the seif kipshuto, that's the way it sounds. Now, I want to speak about seif gimel. And we'll start with the Bet Yosef. Because the Shulchan Aruch is a conclusion of what he decided in the Bet Yosef. So you have it in page number 4. In the name of the Mordechai. בכתב המורדכי, ובמקום הישן נוקבים לכתחילה, אפילו במקדח, כגון שנשברה הברזה, ולא שנה נקב גדול, ולא שנה נקב קטן, ואין להחמיר. The Mordechai tells us that when we allowed you to reopen old hole, you even allowed to use makdeach. You even allowed to use like instrument, a special instrument, a drill. You call it
drill.
Yeah, to open it. And lo shna nekev gadol, lo shna nekev katan. Doesn't matter if it's small or big. And then he says, "Da'amar Rava kol petach she'enu asui le'achnis enu petach." So he adds the fact that the case that he's talking about is a case of petach. It's a petach that made only lehotzi, so it's a derabanan level. That's why it's lichora a reason why I make it for you to use b'makdeach. So what exactly does he come to tell us? Meaning, you're allowed to use a makdeach. In the Gemara, I didn't tell you to do with a makdeach, but for my case, you could use even a makdeach. Why? Because we're talking about a petach she'eno asui lehachnis velehotzi. So it sounds like he's coming to be mechadesh something. And the Bet Yosef said, "Umashma." That's the end of the piece. Umashma de'afilu la'osif al rochav hanekev shavi. So the Bet Yosef said, it seems like he wants to say that you even allowed to expand the petach, because otherwise, what does he have to say? I mean, the Gemara says that you can reopen a petach. So when he comes to be mechadesh b'makdeach, what does he come to say? Just to say the klishim lachtolei, so you're allowed to use the letzorach gufo. That's I know. I don't need you to say that. So you have to say more than that. You have to say that it's a chiddush. So it seems like the Bet Yosef understood that you allowed even to have a kavana to open more. And then he said, "V'adet nana kodeach." We have isur of kodeach that we know from the Gemara in Kuf Bet. So he says it's only if it's a new nekev. Inami mechubar lekarka. So we don't have a problem of kodeach because it's only if you create a hole from zero, then it's going to be kodeach, or that's only mechubar lekarka. But in our case, it's not going to be. That's the way that the Bet Yosef understood lechora, that you even allowed to have kavana to expand the hole. So, if you look in the Mordechai itself, it's not necessarily what he meant. He just said that you're allowed to use a makdeach, and you don't have a gzeira. He doesn't say meforash that you're allowed to have kavana to expand it. And if you just read the Mordechai itself, it sounds like he just want to tell you, you can use a makdeach, and you shouldn't worry about the petach being bigger. It's not that you can use a makdeach now to make it bigger. It just come to say, look, you can even use a makdeach because it's a very low level of petach. It's a petach derabanan, petach shasui rak leotzi. And if this is the case, so you're allowed to use a makdeach. If you're allowed to use a makdeach, you're going to ask me, wait, if I'm going to use a makdeach, I'm going to maybe make a bigger hole, and it's a problem. So he said, no, since it's only a petach derabanan, so what do you have a concern? Maybe I'm going to expand it? The gezera maybe going to expand in the Gemara. It's only for petach, asu lachnis olotzi, by lul shel tarnegolim. So for us, it's going to be derabanan, it's not mitkaven. Even if it's psikesh is lo echpat le b'derabanan, meh. But it's not that he's coming to tell you that you're allowed to expand the hole, that it was exist. It's the Bet Yosef took it very, very far, the hole. So the Eliyahu Rabba and Seif Gimel, when the on the Shulchan Aruch, because in Seif Gimel, if you read the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Shulchan Aruch ignore what he writes in the Bet Yosef. He doesn't say his chidush that he wrote in the Bet Yosef. He doesn't say it in the Shulchan Aruch. B'makom nekev yeshan, נוקבים אפילו במקדח, כגון שנשברה הברזה. That's it. He ignored the chidush that he installed in the Mordechai. So, the Eliyahu Rabba said that the Shulchan Aruch himself, the Bet Yosef himself, was not sure about his chidush in the Mordechai. So he didn't write it bedavka in the Shulchan Aruch because he didn't want to be holding like this lahalacha. So he was choizr bo. That's the way that the Eliyahu Rabba understood in the Shulchan Aruch. The Pri Megadim in the Mishbetzot Zahav, Lichora understood in the Bet Yosef itself the way that I explained the Mordechai. That the Bet Yosef didn't come to say that you're allowed to have a kavana to expand the hole. He just said that you don't have to be worried when you use a makdeach that it's going to be bigger. Because even if it's going to be bigger, you don't care about it, you don't have a kavana for this. He said, if you said that you have a kavana to expand, so in Seif Aleph, we said that you're not allowed to take the knife out of the barrel when you know that it's going to happen. So he said, when you have a kavana, it's different from when you don't have a kavana. Da'atam osel edya v'gazrin anatulul, mashen ken kan. And the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Tet Zayin, if you look in Seif Katan Tet Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, Ben Shehanekev Haya Gadol O Katan, Ubilvad Shelo Yarchivo Yoter Mima Shehaya Batchila. So he writes what Asur for sure. So he said, Lemaise, we cannot be maker like the pshat of the Bet Yosef, that what we understood in the beginning, that the Bet Yosef come to say that you allowed even to expand the hole because it was exist before. This is not true lahalacha, like the Eliyahu Rabba said. But if you're going to ask us what's going to be the din if I don't have a kavana, and it might happen, it might be that even the Mishnah Berurah himself is going to be moide. Because what he quote, what he was mevila alacha, is just the bottom line, that if you have a kavana to expand, don't do it. That's the Eliyahu Rabba, and it makes sense, la halacha also, that don't have a kavana to expand the hole with a makdeach. But if you don't have a kavana, even the Eliyahu Rabba would be maybe moide misvara. It doesn't matter if you understand like this in the Bet Yosef or not, but misvara, if I'm going to ask you, I'm going to use a makdeach, a small makdeach, it's not vada I'm going to expand the hole, then the answer might be different than what the Shulchan, than what Mishnah Berurah said. Mishnah Berurah just said, don't have kavana to expand the, don't take a bigger drill than the hole. Then I agree, it's also, but if you take a small drill, then it's fine. Nafkamina la halacha for us, we don't use barrels so much, but when you open any bottle of wine, you're basically using a corkscrew that it's like a kli that miyuchad for opening, but you're not doing anything. The hole is there. You just want to take out the corkscrew, the cork out, so you can use a tool even. Even a tool is fine because you're using a tool to reopen a hole that is already there. You're just trying to take out the stuff that blocks the hole.
You're making a nekev in the cork.
So again, you don't care about this nekev, and it's nekev that shenasu lachnesu lotzi, and not necessarily that you're going to make a nekev all the way through. So it's maybe yes, maybe not. It's davar shenam mitkaven, you don't care about it, and so there is enough of room. And it's also, I want to speak about it a little bit more because I have a fancy shayla for the end of the siman. I said it's not lachnisu lotzi also. So, and you don't have kavana, it's not necessarily going to happen. Only if you do it all the way.
I'm
saying it's not vaday going to happen. So it's davar she'eno mitkaven b'derabanan. So why would you be also? Davar she'eno mitkaven even b'deoraita is mutar. You said maybe it's a sofek psik reisha because if you do it all the way, it's vaday going to happen.
No.
But if it's not going to go all the way through, so it's not even a nekev.
Some will go, but most of them will not.
Right, and you don't necessarily want to go all the way. You just care about taking it out. So if it's going to happen, it's mamash davar she'eno mitkaven. You don't care about it, and it's not necessarily going to happen. So it's mamash davar she'eno mitkaven. Even if it was lehachnis ulehoitzi, you should have been okay with that because it's davar she'eno mitkaven. Shmirat Shabbat Kilcheta writes it also that you're allowed to use kli amyuchad liftoach based on this halacha. I brought it here in page number 5.
There are other kinds of corkscrews, the ones that pump the air in.
Then it needs to go all the way through. Right, so in this case, it's just to be machnis avir, but not to lehotzi anything. Right, so it's only lehachnis. And the main purpose of it is not for the hole itself. You don't really need the hole, you just want to take the cork out, right?
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't know, it's hard to define it like petach asu lachnis, because the main purpose of it is to be lehoitzi the cork, but I need to think about it more. Right. Right. If you want to pump, you want to... I have another thought about corkscrew, and I wanted to save it for later, but I'm going to say it now, that if it's a very thin... needle that goes inside, that when you take it out there is no hole left, mm-hmm. It might be that the hole doesn't have shem hole to begin with, because it's not kavua, there is no hole really. It's just like if the needle is very small, there's no shem
needle?
What?
A corkscrew needle?
He was asking, there is a way to open the corkscrew by sticking a needle with that has a hole, and you,
it's some sort of weird corkscrew.
Press air inside.
Such a corkscrew.
I have a fancier question. We're going to talk about it more, but I'm just telling you one. For your case, I think that might be helping also.
Because there are many corkscrews that are like you describe. Once you take it out, you don't, you know, kind of like the flap closes. You don't
right.
really see a hole.
Right. That's. But I'm still looking for Raya for that. That the hole doesn't have a kium. It's basically like stuck in something to pull it, but it's not really creating any hole, because it's, if you take the metal out, there's no kium for the hole. The reason it's a hole is only because it's stuck there, so it's not really a hole. So now let's talk about the kolbo. The Yesh Omrim at the safe gimel, the kolbo, they just bring the sheet of the kolbo. Kolbo gives us a restriction, chumra. Ketuv b'kolbo, it's page number 6 on top. Ketuv b'kolbo, שיש אומרים, דלא שרי לנקוב נקב ישן, אלא דווקא בחבית של חרס, שאין הסתימה מהודקת יפה. אבל בחבית של עץ, שמהדקים מאוד, הדוד הלש, וחותכים ראשם על דעת שלא להוציאם, ודאי נראה שזה נקב חדש ואסור. So the kolbo is mechadish achumra. He said, you know what, nekev yashan is nice. But it's true only when the material that you use to seal the chavit is a material that doesn't become one with the chavit, so it's obvious that the opening is still there. But chavit shel etz, a barrel made out of wood, that when you stick a corkscrew in it, or a cork or a wood in it, and you tighten it so well, then it's hard to say that the hole is still exists, and that's why you shouldn't reopen this. And then in Seif Dalet, the Bet Yosef bring another opinion. It sounds a little bit the opposite of the Kolbo. That if you have a barza, stuma b'chavit, if you have a barza, it's like a spout or like a... What's the right...
Spigot.
Spigot?
Spigot.
Spigot?
Yeah.
So, let's say it broke.
That's how I viewed it, like a keg. It's like a thing you punch into the hole. It's like a,
right. Let's say it broke. You want to take another tool and heat it and make it go inside to reopen the chavit. You're allowed to do that because it's basically nekev yeshan. And you bring the shibola leket b'shem Rabbi Yosef nekev shenistam b'chaviot shelanu shesotmim otam ba'etz mutar lenokvo b'shabbat velehotzi et ha'etz v'ilvad shelo yeh nekev keneged ha'shmarim. So this tshuva sounds like a little bit arguing with the kolbo because you see that you're talking about wood. Although you can argue that it says that he was discussing chaviot shel cheres, but it sounds like it's discussing the same chaviot. And he said that it's mutar, although it's sealed with etz. Lemaise, the Mishnah Brura writes on the Yesh Omrim Shita. Yesh Omrim Delo Shar Elin Kol Nekev Eshan El Bechavit Shel Cheres. The Mishnah Brura writes Doide Et HaKolbo. The Eliya Rabba is the one that says that what I just said, that the Mishibola Alek, the second tshuva that the Bet Yosef bring after, it sounds that he argued with the Kolbo. And he said, most poskim doesn't hold like the Kolbo. The Kolbo is a Chumra. To be Mechalek between Cheres and wood is a Chumra. And Lemay say he hold that you can be Mekel and you shouldn't be Choshesh for this opinion. But the Prima Gadim writes that since the Mechaber brought it down, Lechatchila we should be Machmir. And in the Shaar HaTziyun, he brings in the name of the Rabbeinu Zalman, Baal HaTanya, that Bemkom Tzorech Gadol you can be Mekel. At the end of the tshuva that we just read in the Bet Yosef, the end of in page number 6, at the end of the Bet Yosef, after he brings the tshuva of Shibulei Alekelt, in addition to the kula that we just mentioned, that if you have a barza, how did you call it?
Spigot.
A spigot that just got broke and you want to reopen it, you push it in, and now you open the open hole that we already had, the nekev yashan, he adds a kula, v'gam liten hakaneh halul b'nekev lehotzi et hayayin mutar, af al pi shelo haya bo me'olam. You're allowed to take bamboo that has basically
it's a hollow.
Hollow, yeah.
Like a straw.
Exactly. So you're allowed to take a straw that fits in the hole and use it like a new spigot and Shabbat. Although it was never been there, and you would have asked, maybe it's considered like mitbatel towards the chavit, it's going to become part of the chavit, you boine, you make a patish. No, it's fine, you're allowed to do that. And the Shulchan Aruch also brings it in the beginning of Seif Hei. Mutar liten kane chalul leotzi et hayayin af al pi shelo haya bo me'olam. That brings us to the next topic. And it's a big nafkamina lemaise these days, especially with syringes and insulin. Insulin has a lot of... basically everyone in the house have like a small syringe that they need to replace all the time. And... in a case of chole, you always have more kulot. And but let's talk about syringe that it's not for chole. Chole she'en bo sakana, and it's not even. Let's talk about syringe itself. So, lichora syringe mazrek is similar to the case that you have a chavit and you just want to put like a straw on the top to use it. So the Mishnah Brura in Seif Katan Kaf writes that it's mutar to use the straw because you're not metaken keli, because it's not miyuchad for this. It's it, it, it it's obvious to everyone that it's not part of the chavit, it's like a temporary thing. ומכל מקום נראה דאסור לתקוע היטב בחוזקה ביתדות, יש בזה משום גמר מלאכה. The only restriction of the Shulchan Aruch is the Mishnah Berurah, don't do it too tight. If it's too tight, it's a problem of makeh bepatish, and it's also. So the Chazon Ish argues, and he said, I don't know what you're talking about, because Rav Shmuel Matirin Gufta, it has to be that there is a big difference between mita shel tarsim. I mean, we didn't do all dinei mukze, and that's part of the halachot in Shin Yud Gimel, but the din of tokea is only when it's a... And we're going to read a little bit of the Chazon Ish. He basically proved from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel are the people who allowed you to use gufta, although that by tokea, if you do tkia, you're chayav chatat, it has to be that by the straw, kaneh halu, that we're talking here, even when you stick it in, it's considered not permanent by definition. So it's very hard to say that when you do it tight, it's going to be chayav for this, because Rav Shmuel are the same people that are machmir for mita shel tarsim. Mita shel tarsim is a case that you're installing a kli, a chair or something that needs to be tightened, and they're machmir there, and they're mekel here. So by definition, it has to be mutar even according to them. So he basically said that it seemed to him that even if you do it tightly, it should be mutter. But he said, Lemaise, since the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, so we shouldn't do it. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Baruch Hashem, what?
I'm having a hard time understanding what the case is. So was the syringe, was the medicine, whatever, that you're putting the syringe in, then different than what we have now? Because, like, now we have, like, the rubber seal on top. You have to put the needle through the rubber seal. But you only can, the only way you're getting the medicine out is through the suction. It's not through the hole. If you took your needle, if you took your syringe off that has the suction, and you flipped it upside down, nothing would come out. Because you need the suction to pull out the medicine out of the syringe. So were the ones that the Chazon Ish is aware of what he's talking about, are those different kind of containers?
In my understanding, yeah, it's a very simple syringe, no suction from
the
head.
Because now, like everything, if you put the needle in, it's because there's a suction there. You need the suction in your syringe to pull the medicine.
Like, wait, when you put it in the suction, like, it basically withdraws sucking the liquid.
If you took this a needle,
it's like
a
vacuum,
hollow needle, and put it into a medicine container, and you flipped it upside down, the medicine would not come out.
Even
you
if you press,
you have to apply a suction.
But if you press, if you're going
to
press behind, it's not going to push it.
It would, but you're drawing it out by the suction.
But through a hollow tube.
The hollow tube, though, is not creating any hole. It's not doesn't create anything unless you're using the suction is what creates the flow.
Because it is a hole.
So it's like a grumma. It's like it's not.
I don't understand.
In other words, you make the hole, it still won't come through.
Right, it's a vacuum, so it doesn't. The medicine won't come out by just making the hole.
But it
you
is
have
a hole.
To, right?
That's true.
You have to put the suction to draw it out.
If you push air into it,
you push air into it.
So in the suction, the Chazon Ish was talking about.
You're putting a second aspect to actually get the fluid out.
It would come out?
So you have thing to
right,
press.
That's my point.
The hole itself is not enough to extract. Well,
no, but you press on behind. You have the thing that you press behind. That itself pushes the liquid out.
But because
no?
You're pressing air in to create a bigger, to force the air out, to force the medicine out.
Fine, but I'm pouring through the...
You're talking about two different things. You're talking about one where you have a tube, you insert, you put a syringe on the end of the tube.
Right. And
the
you
tube
press
already holds the liquid. You're talking about a pre-existing drawing out from
a vial,
a second vial. Understand?
You're talking about drawing
the
out
tube
out
of
out
it.
Out
what are we
so
talking
about? So
talking
about like a tube that you then insert a syringe at the end, and that
like a pre-filled syringe that you're putting a needle on.
And you
really?
Press, and you press behind
the tube
it.
Has, where,
but the
where is the liquid?
Pre-filled syringe, the fluid could come around. There was a hole there already. Like there's
no, but it's not punctured.
always is open.
No, they make, again, it's the syringes that are made, that unless you adjust it, it's not going to, the bottom mouth is going to leak out unless you push the plunger.
Okay. You're not creating a hole there.
You're talking about a different scenario where you're puncturing a vial to extract the liquid.
Yes.
Right, so that's an interesting question, because there, you're making a tube, which is hollow, but the hole is a non-functional hole unless
right.
you create a vacuum.
That's my question.
But they're both similar.
I need to see the what you're talking about. I'm not
either
so sure.
Way, the same.
You can show me a video after. We're gonna discuss it.
I had a, like a vial.
You're gonna show me. It's easy to. I'm talking a regular syringe, like old time. You have a tube and you have a thing that you press the liquid out, and just need to put a needle on top, and then you press the liquid out.
It's
a very simple.
No needle on top. Okay. It's like a pre-filled syringe with no needle on top.
Right.
So when you want to,
no.
So if you
the insulin, the insulin, all the insulin thing are like this. You have like liquid, and you put syringe, and you press the liquid out.
Pre-filled syringe with no.
There are probably lots of different varieties.
No needle.
That's the common one. My father had my people. Other people. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, and I would love to hear the other.
Twist it off and just squirt it out. The medicine's
If you're not gonna show me after, my wife gonna show me after.
I'll show you.
Fine. So, talking about this type of syringe, that the pressing the liquid gonna bring the liquid out, then putting the needle on top is basically similar to the case of putting a straw. And based on the Chumrah of the Lichora of Mishnah Berurah, there is maybe a problem of Makeh Bepatish, because it's like it's a screw. It's a tight, very tight situation. It might be also a problem based on the Chazon Ish approach, that anything that you set it up to work might be also considered Makeh Bepatish by itself. It might be even Eser D'Oraita. But Lemaise, the Minchat Shlomo, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it's fascinating to see the Minchat Shlomo in Chelek Bet Siman Yud Gimel. It's not the Siman Yud Tet that they wrote in the Dirshu, it's not there. It's in Siman Yud Gimel. If you read the whole Tshuva, he was Mesupak. At the beginning, he writes all the Svara to say that it's Aser. And then at the end, he brings the Svara that we mentioned by Kosher already in Shinyuzayin, that any temporary use, any use that you planning to throw to the garbage, by definition, take away the Shem Kli, take away the Shem Kesher, take away the Shem Tofer. His Chiddush is a very big Chiddush, and it gives a lot of kulot for many, many things. Kosher, Tofer, Bone. Diapers, when you stick the diaper into the baby, we learn that when you stick two papers, it's tofer. So why is it mutter here? Because the whole point, you want to just close it for a couple of minutes and open it. So it's very hard to call it tofer. It's like, by definition, it's the opposite of tofer. You don't want it to stay there forever. Whatever way, it's going to stay there forever. He have a question from the Gemara in Sukkah by Kosher, a kesher that you make for lulav, and you're going to throw it at the end. So then we discuss that in Kosher, and you can take a look in the tshuva itself, because it's a very interesting tshuva. And Agaboch, I mentioned at the third paragraph here, וגם חיבור חלקי המזרק לא כך חשיב כבונה, הועיל ודעתו רק לרגע של הכנסת התרופה ולזורקו אחר כך. So he applied the same approach for syringe also, that it's a very temporary use. It's not that you want to keep it there forever, so by definition it takes away the Shem Melacha. It's a big chidush, and lichora all of us rely on that on a daily basis. So, especially with diapers. There is a couple of other svaras in diapers, but that's the main one, and I think it's very strong svara. Now, I have a couple of minutes, so I want to go back to the beginning. Yeah, opening the bottles, we're going to have more kulot, but I'm saying any temporary use, any disposable use, by definition, takes away the whole boine part, because you're throwing it to the garbage. To say that I'm creating a kli, it's a joke. Meaning, I'm using like a, I just want to bring the liquid out, and that's the only option. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not creating anything. I'm just like, it's not anything like important. It's not chashuv. It's just like a temporary use. And we're going to see a couple of more examples, Bezrat Hashem, in this siman. Now, we mentioned in the beginning of the
show. Does that go back to similar to what we said last week about the whole idea of having that like really good opening, when we had the distinction, was you made the distinction between something that's karka versus kli, and what kind of opening you would need for each, for what is considered bonet versus what's called
makabapatish,
like similar idea that like you need such a good opening, or like that would be added to that you need something that's important, that's going to be like necessary.
You're right that it's the same concept that we mentioned, that if it's a kli that is not mechubar lekarka, you need a higher level of tikkun, right, in order to qualify to be melacha. So here the Reb Shlomo Zalman takes it all the way, and he said when you throw it in the garbage, that's takes away everything. It's taking it one step forward. So we mentioned in the beginning of the shiur the shita of Rashi, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch lechora paskin halacha, that the nekev leshamer, when we discuss nekev in the chavit, when it's leshamer to keep the smell of the wine so you don't do it so tight and it's still considered open, but if you do it lechazek on the bottom of the chavit, it's very strong, so it's mevutal, it's towards the chavit, so then there is no hole anymore. So then if you're going to reopen it, it's going to be considered kutach petach lechatchila, and it's osur. Now, if you look in the Rif, and the Rif have a different girsa, and Rabbeinu Chananel also, look in page number 2, just girsa tarif, it's the second source. Perush leshamer, leotzi yain min eshmarim. They have the opposite girsa. Lo shanu, read a little bit before that. Lo shanu ela b'makom ha'asu leshamer, ava b'makom ha'asu lechazek asu. So he writes, what is leshamer? Leshamer, you remember when we mentioned the ha'meshamer, what is the melacha of meshamer? You want to bring the wine out and you want to clean it from. So shimur is like basically pouring out. So lo shanu ela b'makom ha'asu leshamer. When you planning to reuse the hole, you want to pour out through the hole, then it's fine. Makom ha'asu leshamer, perusho, when you want to pour out. Ech yidam milechazek? Chazek is when you don't want to pour out. So if I'm just going to read you the Rif, so what is the focus of the Rif? Is he focusing on the actual stima, or he is focusing on the person? It sounds like he's discussing the person. That the pshat in the Rif is that what you have in your mind. And you can look more. You can look in the Ran on the Rif, how he explained the sugya. To me, it looks like there is a fundamental machloket. And you can see in the Arot on the Tur, they mention something like that. But I want to expand it a little bit more. It seems like there is a fundamental machloket here between the Rif and the Rashi. What determines stima to be stima me'alia? Based on Rashi, what determines the stima is the strength of the stima. If the stima is made on the bottom, it has to be strong. We don't care about your kavana. If the stima is strong, there is no opening anymore, and it's considered reopening. According to the Rif, it sounds like what we care about is what you have in mind. So if you're going to have in mind to seal the chavit, even if it's on top, it's going to be considered stima, because you're probably going to do it well also. And the other way, if you're going to have a kavana to reopen it, even if you're going to do it the best stima that you can do, since you have in mind to reopen it, it's not mevutal. And if it's true, so we can argue with the Moshe also, because the sealing that you do in the milk bag, they do it for you to open it at home. So their kavana is to reopen it. Lemaise, we can't be makel because the Shulchan Aruch lichora hold like Rashi. It's weird to me that the Shulchan Aruch ignored the machloket. He had the Rif, maybe he understood that there is no machloket. But if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim, It seems like there is a real machloket. Meiri also, mashma like that. But lemaisa, it's very hard to be makel. I'm just saying that because it's good to have it like another sniff. If you have other reason to be makel, then you can, especially with milk containers that are completely disposable. And according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, there is no shem kliri that even if you're gonna, even if the stima is stima me'ale and you open it, it's not gonna be considered opening because there is no kli. So I can be makel because of a different reason, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. But I'm saying you can be metzar of both. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would argue with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein no matter what, because he holds that this container is not a kli to begin. It can't have shem kli. It's a disposable.
How do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't talk about das. It talks about
Leshamer is the dat. When you have in mind to pour,
They explain Rava that has to do where you're placing it under the shimur. Why would you say that it has anything to do with where the place?
The machloket is. You can look in the Meir also, but it sounds like when you have kavana brura, then you don't have a suffix. But if you don't have a kavana brura, we need to assume what you had in mind. When I find a chavit with a stima and I don't know what it is, so if it's made here, I can assume that it was being done lechamer. If it had been done in the bottom, I can assume that it was being done lechazek. But if I know what I had in mind, then there is no question. Actually, if you look in the source, the Gemara, when the Gemara compared that to Paratz Petzimav, the Gemara compared that to a case that you seal the opening of the house. Usually when you seal an opening, you can seal it with the blocks, with like a real stima. And the fact that you still have mezuzot, it's just a hekir, lechora. It has nothing to do with the strength. Mm-hmm. So Rashi is difficult. It's actually better for the rif. The rif sounds like what you care is what you have in mind. And if you have a mezuzot, if you didn't take away the mezuzot, that shows that you have a kavana to reopen it. And even if you're going to do it with the strongest building, since you show that you want to reopen it, that's fine. So that's actually better for the rif. The Rashi needs to be more nidchak. Okay, that's for today.